So Pat Brady invited me to come out and MC the Honor Flight event, the fundraiser. And they had this this World War II era plane flyby thing that they did. Really cool. And you meet all the, you know, you meet these guys, including my old friend Irv, World War II vet. And these guys are just, they still have that iron grip handshake. The guy that did the blessing in the beginning, 90 years old. No walker, nothing. Just comes right up on stage, climbs the steps, comes right to the microphone. And I told him, I said, I hope I'll be in as good a shape as you are someday. So
he said, keep dreaming.
He said, what? But they're just great. So anyway, we'll talk to one of the world's great people, Mary Pettinato from Honor Flight Chicago in just a second, because we've got a big push we're doing this week for Honor Flight. I saw Congressman Peter Roskam out there as well. And, you know, he's a great guy. It's Richard Jorgensen, DuPage County coroner. He's a great guy. You said you look forward to having me as a client someday. but it's just a fabulous guy. Anyway, they're all great. And Mary Pettinato, the woman that got Honor Flight cranked up here in town, is a big push this week. We'll tell you all about that in just a second. But thanks for having me out there.
Thank you.
How are you, Mary?
Doing great. Thanks, Steve.
I saw Mary and I said, when are you going to be on the show again? Here's what happens with Mary Pettinato. And she knows I'm telling the truth. I tell her, okay, anytime you want to be on, any day of the week, at any point, you just say when. And I never hear from her. Now, I don't take it personally. You know why? Because she's so busy running the ship there and making sure these planes are loaded with vets to be honored by going to see the memorial built for them. She doesn't have time to call for publicity to make sure the next plane's loaded.
Well, that's shameful of me, because every time we get on air, we get more veterans, we get more volunteers, and we get more donors.
Well, there's
so
no
I can't thank you enough for all you've done, WGN.
No shame involved. Listen, we want to make sure your planes are always full. So here's what we know. We know that we lose thousands of World War II vets across this country every single day. And we want to make sure that these World War II vets get to Washington to see the memorial built for them and to do it now. And you've got planes going all summer long, including one this week. We just got to get vets, right?
That's right. That's all we need, our World War II vets to sign up. And remember, our World War II vets are listening to the radio, but frequently that next step is hard, which is making the phone call. They're not going on the internet. They need their kids or their neighbors or their friends or others to help them with that next step of filling out the application.
All right, now I'm going to be the World War II vet. You knock down my theories and my misconceptions, okay?
Okay.
I got some health problems. I'm not the man I used to be. I don't want to burden you with my problems.
We have doctors and nurses on every flight, and frankly, out of 90 vets, every one of our vets has some health problems.
You would guess, right? I mean, you're not...
Absolutely.
If 90 plus, something's probably not working as good as it was when you were, you know, 30.
Exactly.
Or 20.
You were talking about the chaplain, the 90-year-old chaplain. Well, for every 90-year-old chaplain, we have 89 others that are in wheelchairs, that can't see, that can't hear, that can't walk.
All right, back to me as a veteran.
Okay.
I can't afford it, and that's how they get you. They get you out to the airport, and that's how they get you. Then they hit you with how much. Got to give me some money. That's what these people want.
There is no charge. This is a not-for-profit, and we would never ask for a penny from our veterans.
But you do hear that. I want to make sure people understand. Veterans don't pay. Families don't pay. I threw some money out on Saturday to match a couple of things and scholarshiped another vet in. It's basically $500 to make sure that another vet gets on the plane, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
I think how cheap that is. I
mean, it's pretty great.
Everything.
Yeah,
it's
pretty great.
Best.
And for the medical staff that Mary carries to get there and the volunteers that make sure these vets get out there. Let me see if I've got another one. I'm the veteran. You're Mary Pettinato. The paperwork. I got to fill out all this nonsense. I was there already. I don't need to see it. What's so special about the memorial?
It's much, much different when you go with 89 others that serve just like you. It's different than just seeing it with your wife or your kids. Now it's a ceremony. Now it's an event. Now you can share some of your stories with others or just sit and be pensive and say goodbye to those that you lost. But it's one moment it's somber and we're saying goodbye, and the next minute we're celebrating and we're at the Udvar-Hazy Air and Space looking at the space shuttle and a plane that goes 3.5 times the speed of sound and the Enola Gay.
And this is what you need to hear. And I don't think we missed any. If we missed any of these misconceptions, tell me, Mayor.
frankly, I have to go to the bathroom a lot. And
that's
I'm
one
just
too.
A little concerned that I might have to go.
Right. So what happens in that case?
Most of our vets have a little something on them, just as one of the vets said, no, I don't have to go today. My wife outfitted me with some Kevlar. but even if they don't, you know, all the pilots are retired military, and they say, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, the fasten seatbelt sign is lit. You World War II vets are going to do what you need to do.
How great is that?
At every stop along the way, including the buses, we have toilets, and we are respectful of the fact that at age 90 and above, our veterans need to go more often. So we have breaks regularly and constant reminders, and this is important that they have their dignity and their pride, too.
There's nothing Mary hasn't seen. I don't care how special you think you are, World War II vet, with your aches and pains. There's nothing she hasn't seen or she hasn't handled. There is also nothing in regards to paperwork that she can't help you process if you don't have anybody in your life. And by the way, we're not talking about your income tax form here. We're talking about a very simple few lines online that you can print, you can fill out, whatever the case may be, or they can just call you, right, and you'll walk them through it.
That's right, and then they just need to sign it.
There's no the myths, buts, throw those out the window. Take advantage of this. You're not going to cost you a dime, not going to cost your kids a dime, not going to cost your grandkids a dime. And the joy that you will get out of this, it's amazing. And the joy that your vet, the vet that you love, gets out of it, it's amazing, too. Because talk about what it's like when they come home and you do the airport greeting.
Two other points, though, Steve. Many of the vets are concerned because they're on oxygen. We'll provide the oxygen. They give us a prescription. We'll have oxygen for the plane and oxygen on land. Others can't walk onto the plane comfortably or can't climb the stairs onto the bus. Again, our buses are handicap accessible. The wheelchair goes onto a lift. The lift goes up, and the wheelchair is locked down in place. We have one person for every veteran, so they don't need to have, as one of the veterans said at the DuPage Veterans Foundation event, I can't go. I don't have my own pusher, meaning a wheelchair pusher.
Right.
We provide all the companions that they need to have a one-to-one ratio all day.
And then when they get home and you guys fly back into Midway, what happens?
So in their mind, this has been the most amazing trip ever, and they're just speechless, but they're tired, and they're saying things like, well, my kids are going to meet me at the payphones at baggage claim one. Would you help me find that? Oh, sure, we'll help you find the payphones. We get off the plane, and we have Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. We have the Vietnam vets with the motorcycle guys with the black leather jackets and the flags of our service, and we have Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts, Daisies, and thousands of volunteer patriots who just come out to say thanks.
And you, Mary, you've said this a million times, and I've seen it with my own eyes. You see guys who are bent over, you know, who have the aches and pains that are appropriate with age, who stand up, and the years fall off, and they're moved. And they salute back, and I'll tell you what, I've never gotten through it without tearing up.
Oh, absolutely. I had one veteran who he didn't want to go at all, and his son finally convinced him to go. And he said, I slept till 1 p.m. the next day. It was the best day of my life. It was just wonderful. I wasn't anxious to go. It changed my whole outlook on life. I realized how wonderful people could really be. I never really trusted or liked anyone much.
How about that?
I would have taken a bullet for anyone on that trip.
How about that? Oh, man.
This will be with me until I die.
That's beautiful. It's honorflightchicago.org. Wherever you are, if you go to honorflightchicago.org within the sound of my voice, we will figure out a way to get you there. And again, there's not a hurdle that Mary hasn't dealt with. She just wants to provide this to you, as we do as well. And tomorrow, when we talk, Mary, I want Mary Vandeville to talk about the experience she had with her dad when her dad went.
That'd be great. Could we also include the phone number for our veterans?
Of course. What is it?
773-227-8387.
All right. So you're not an internet type. Pick up the phone, call 773-227-8387. And we're going to get as many vets as we can on the plane, because we know there are thousands of vets out there who were just saying, I'm not going to do it. Look, I know it's an effort to get up and go to the Jewel. So why am I going to get up and go get on an airplane and go to Washington? You will never, ever regret it. I've never seen a vet who's taken an honor flight with you who isn't moved by it and doesn't turn into a preacher for you. They go out and they start evangelizing about how we got to get the other vets on the plane.
You're right.
So it's great.
It's a wonderful, wonderful day of recognizing these veterans for the service they gave to us so many years ago.
All right. So information on how to do it, and it's not going to cost you a penny, not going to cost you a dime. Where do you go again?
HonorFlightChicago.org or 773-227-8387.
We'll talk to you again tomorrow. We're going to push this all week. That's Mary Pettinato. She's on the plane on Friday, by the way.